what we're going to be talking about today is using your influence in group situations, getting to the 80%. And I want you to recall again the image of that deck of cards, working basically with your aces and your face cards. The aces are only 8% of that deck of cards. And if you take the aces and the face cards, those 16 cards, that's 32% of the deck of cards, basically a third of the deck. I'm always talking about 80-20, 80-20, 80-20. The way you can get the biggest benefit out of that whole deck of cards, the twos all the way through the aces, is by looking at the aces and the face cards, a third of the deck, and saying, I don't know who is really going to end up being my top 20%. So I'm going to coach them all and let them sort themselves. You're reaching down into that whole top third, knowing that out of that top third, the top 20% is going to select itself. The law of 80-20 is always going to work, but you just don't necessarily know by looking who is that 20% until you've been working with them for a while. Now, the rest of the team, you want to keep them in the system. You want to keep those people who are only working, let's say, once a month, the people who are very casual or have a goal maybe just to buy a new refrigerator or to pay for dance classes. You want to make sure that those people have a group to be affiliated with so that they stick around and so that they embrace the culture of your organization and feel part of something special, because they might not be working consistently. They might not be out the door at least once a week, but you still value them. In fact, you'd like 1,000 of them in your downline.